to your right. There's Father, probably fidgeting uncomfortably. Ah, but there's a mist in his eyes. He's been moved. He saw what happened to you today. He experienced your loving reunion with your mother. He now has an awareness of what he did to you, consciously and unconsciously. And he too is in pain. You, a being of love, walk up to this poor man who could not love freely. If he gave to you, he gave to get. Perhaps he couldn't give anything. Poor man, poor man. He learnt this from his parents, just as your mother did from hers. So reach out. Reach out and take this man into your arms. Hold your dad in your arms. And yes, he might be uncomfortable being loved, but let your love fill him. Let your love flood him and ease his pain. Have your private love scene. Hold him tightly, warmly. Give him your absolution. Apologize to him for what you did to him. All the times you ignored him, rebelled against him, criticized him, competed with him. Apologize. And receive forgiveness from him. And by doing so, lift your burden of guilt. You might want to start by saying, "Dad, I love you." Loving your father. Give him your absolution. And having done that, gently kiss him. And escort your father over to your mother. And put your arms round both of them. Their spirits have no quarrel with each other. They have love in their hearts. And have a joyful reunion, the three of you. If either is deceased, tell them in spirit that you are one with them. And that you will invite them to visit you here in your sanctuary so many times. But now, have a three-way reunion. Have a loving reunion. Smile and kiss each one gently, and lovingly say whatever it is you wish, from your heart to theirs. Claim your independence and freedom with love. Own your own strength and power of self-love and love for others. Please, now stand, keeping your eyes closed. Turn your attention to both your mother and your father. Look into their eyes, and with the deepest of respect, speak these words to them, repeating after me. Dear mother and father, I bow before you. And I thank you for having conceived me, carried me, and given me birth. In our journey together, you have often hurt me very much. And I have disregarded and denied my spiritual self and yours. I now let go of my promise, which consciously or unconsciously I made to myself to hurt you. And to honor you, I live the life given to me, with self-responsibility, with joy and with love, with respect and appreciation for my spiritual self and yours. May nothing that has happened have been in vain. Thus I take with gratitude what you could give me. And from this day on, I shall take care of anything that comes to meet me in life. Make a bow of gratitude to this woman and to this man. Please now sit down. And your father turns to your mother and says, "Ah, my dear, do you remember our song?" And she smiles, nodding. Your father stretches out a hand to your mother and asks her, "May I have this dance?" And he takes her in his arms and they dance. Yes, they dance away back in time, getting younger and younger. Back in time to when you were not even in their life yet, when it was just the two of them. And see father holding mother with such tenderness, deep respect in his eyes and love. They're looking into each other's eyes.
The first time ever I saw and the endless skies, my love, to the dark and the endless skies. And the first of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love that was there.
Now ask your guide to escort your parents back to their places. Watch as they become settled and quiet. Then return to your place. Take a deep breath and exhale.